Hare Krishna. So till now we have seen the diplomatic speech of Duryodhana. And now the scene is going to change. So let's discuss today verse number 12. So the verse goes like this. Tasya sanjanayan harsham kuru vriddha pitamahah simhanadam vinadyochahi shankham dadmau pratapavan. Now in this verse, a nice description is given about a different scene. So it goes like this. So Pratapavan Kuru Vriddhahe. So who is that Kuru Vriddha? Pratapavan. So Pratapavan, valiant or courageous personality and eldest or grandsire in the entire Kuru dynasty. Kuru Vriddha. Who is that? Pitamaha. That is the grandfather. And we all know it's Bhishma. So here we have the activity of Bhishma mentioned. So Bhishma did something. What did he do? Tasya harsham sanjayanam. Tasya harsham. So he did something to give joy to his grandson, that is Duryodhana. What did he do? Dadmau shankham. He blew his conchal. And how was the blowing of the conchal? Uchahi. Very, very loud. And how did it vibrate? Vinadya, how did it vibrate? Simhanadam, this is the comparison that is given. Simhanadam, it was like roaring of a lion. So basically, this verse says that Bhishma blew his conchal, which was sounding like the roar of a lion. Now, why did Bhishma do this? Let's discuss that. Two reasons. One, so he was hearing. His grandson Duryodhana was glorifying him so much, glorifying Bhishma so much. So Bhishma felt very nice. He was hearing his own glorification. And second, Duryodhana was trying to hide his fear from everyone. But he's after all a grandson. There's Dronacharya, Bhishma, they're all experienced people. They very well understood what is going on in the heart of Duryodhana. They very well knew this personality is fearful. So, understanding the fear of Duryodhana, Bhishma wanted to help him. So, he blew the conchal. Now, this blowing of the conchal indicates multiple things. First one, when the conchal was blown, so at that time, Duryodhana felt a lot of joy in his heart. And that, was helping him to drive away the fear which was there. This is the first one. Second, this blowing of the conchal, according to Kshatriya Dharma, Bhishma, he did a very important thing. He announced that he's ready to give up his life for Duryodhana, to do his duty. Now, because he was siding Duryodhana, so his duty was to make sure that he fight for Duryodhana, and he was ready. He was ready for the pain and gain both. He was ready to die on the battlefield. This is the second one. Third one is very nice, and Prabhupada mentions that here. So the third one, Prabhupada says, see the conch, if we all of us know, the conch is blown in the aarti. And this conch actually represents Lord Vishnu. And who is Lord Vishnu? He is one of the avatars of Lord Krishna. So very nicely it's given in Srimad Bhagavatam, which says, Ete cham saha kalapam sa Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. So Krishna is the origin of all the avatars. So the origin of Vishnu is there on the battlefield, and that too not on the side of Duryodhana, against Duryodhana. So that's what Prabhupada is mentioning here. Let's read this directly from the purport of Srila Prabhupada. These purports of Srila Prabhupada are really nectarian. Now, if you read it attentively and scrutinizingly, we'll understand that how very, very difficult things, very, very intricate things, complicated things are made so simple in these, simple purports. So let me read that for you. Indirectly, by the symbolism of the conch shell, he informed. Who informed? Bhishma. He informed his depressed grandson. Who is the grandson? Duryodhana. That he had no chance of victory in the battle because the Supreme Lord Krishna was on the other side. So, just by blowing of this conch shell, see, Bhishma is a devotee of Lord Krishna. So, when he blew his conch shell, he told Duryodhana, you're gone. This is what he said. So in this way, Bhishma blew the conch shell. He gave joy to Duryodhana. He announced that he is ready to give up his life. And at the same time, he told Duryodhana that you have no chance. There is no chance of victory on your side. Now, next verse onwards, till now we have spoken about too much about the Kaurava side, Duryodhana and then, you know, his party. Now, the next verse onwards, we'll see the other side, the side of Pandavas. We will see the hero entering, that is Krishna. And along with him, his friend Arjuna will be entering the scene now. So let's meet tomorrow and discuss the same. Hare Krishna.